It's the veteran Jack Vaughn, the last real professional wrestler, and you are listening to the unofficial OVW podcast.
Welcome to the OVW podcast, unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling. I am Victor.
Did you forget?
I messed up. No,
did you forget your name?
No, it's worded weird. The unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling Overdrive. You threw me because, okay. One more time. I'm sorry, guys.
We're not going to edit this. We're just going to go. Try it again.
Welcome to the OVW podcast, the unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling. I am Victor Anderson.
And I am Tiny Brian. And sooner or later, we're going to work it out how to do this thing. Yeah,
we are covering the episode 51, season 3 of Overdrive.
Yeah, season 3, episode 5.
Season 3, episode 51.
What? Oh,
51.
Well, it's 5. That was a misprint. Oh. So we're this is our third time doing this. We're doing great. Malachi just gave us a very sarcastic thumbs up, and of course, somewhere a garage door is opening. We're not sure if you can hear that on the mic, but that was a great minute of audio that we've just done there.
Awesome.
I'm feeling good about the rest of this episode.
I'm excited.
So yes, we are going to cover season 3, episode 5, which was March 19th, 2004.
Episode 51.
Sure. Okay. So, without further ado, why don't we get right into it? What do you say?
Sure.
And, of course, my
computer's making noise.
We are terrible at this.
You are out of sorts today, dude.
I am behind the eight ball today. There, now it's not making noise. Much better. So, we enter with Brian and Dancing Stevie J in a Pepto-Bismol suit.
That suit's something.
That is a good way of putting it. It is, in fact,
something. Yes.
We don't really have much as far as the whole marrying of Al Snow's mom. None of that comes up this week.
And none of it did it.
Not really.
I was listening for it. And I didn't hear any of it.
No, I didn't hear any of it either. So they pretty quickly go right into our first bout here, which is Orion, the Vision, friend of the show. Been here. You can hear his. I think his interview has gone up yet. Brian, have we posted his interview? Do you remember?
We have not.
I don't think we have, no.
We have
not. Oh, so that's in the can still. So you will see that soon versus AJ Vest, who ironically wears a big coat.
Oh, he's not wearing a vest this time.
No, he didn't. I mean, if you're going to go with AJ Vest as your name, you should wear a vest.
You should.
And he wears he makes me feel like the 90s are back every time I see him in that coat.
He should talk to the Texas A&M coach. He has some vests to share. Buzz Williams, I think, is his name.
It is March, so we're all talking about college basketball.
Of course we are.
Good match between these two. It is weird that they're color coordinated. You notice they're both wearing purple.
They are.
It's like they're fighting to figure out who's going to be the next Joker.
This is a great matchup, and it made me realize how big of a dude AJ Vest really is.
Yeah, I'd always thought of AJ as, kind of the classic cruiserweight size along with a lot of these guys, but no he's taller than I thought he was.
I think Eric did, because Eric, the good guy, Cornus, and what's the other guy, AJ McKay?
AJ McKay, yeah.
I wonder if he has a best friend named Bear.
I would hope so.
Oh, maybe. Well, it's BJ, not AJ.
Yes.
But Orion's one of my favorite wrestlers on the roster, and AJ turns out, I think they said he was 6'6". So that's a pretty tall dude.
Wow. Orion, you mean Vest is 6'6".
I said AJ.
Oh, yes.
Yes, AJ Vest.
So we have AJ Vest and AJ McKay.
AJ McKay.
There's a lot of AJs in this opening segment. What did you think of McKay and Cornish at the? Because that's the first time we've seen that pairing.
So I haven't distinguished their voices yet to know who's talking, just because it takes me a minute because I can't hear anything. Mm-hmm. But no, they did great. They were very informative, and they kept up with the action.
Absolutely. So yeah, they are moving towards. It looks like they're going to end up with maybe 3 different announced teams here at OVW.
They're going to do the AJ guy, Cornish, some, obviously Linda,
right,
and
of course our main team is going to remain Brian and Stevie.
And don't forget the other guy, Josh.
Josh Ashcraft. Villain himself. Yes, he just seems to float around and pair up with various people.
I like how he always does this stance. You can't really see us on the podcast, but hello, camera.
Yeah, sooner or later, this will make it to YouTube, and then you can see us do our best West End villains.
Yes.
So, yeah, this match did end up going to Orion, as one would expect. AJ is still firmly in the jobber category for the most part.
He's one of the new guys. He's still a little green, and Orion is a seasoned veteran at this time. And I did notice that they referenced his Dark Arts school, and they referenced Malachi Black while they were talking about that, which I found
interesting. They often bring him up. They also mentioned that he used to be Blanco Loco, which they found surprising.
Orion has grown on me. It's better than Crazy White.
It definitely is. No, I really feel like Orion has done a good job of better defining his character.
Yes.
Since he was just not Blanco Loco for a little bit. Or was unmasked Blanco Loco, which what's the point? So, yeah, I really feel like Orion has done a fine job of defining his character, you know, because there's a lot of guys about his size and about his build that are, you know, kicking around the locker room. So it's good that they can kind of distinguish.
So this, to move on a little bit, so this trailer that we're watching right now that they did for the upcoming
Double Cross, yes,
is really pretty good. It goes to show their improvement in production.
Yeah, it really does. It's this Old West theme. And yeah, I'm looking forward to turning the set here into basically a Wild West bar for the coverage of this particular pay-per-view.
Yeehaw.
Where everybody's going to have to wear cowboy hats and spurs, which are going to be hell on my audio. Lots of jingling, but we'll figure it out.
Howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner. So yeah, they come back. And then we go into our second match, which, and I was actually here for these matches. These were great matches live. But we, they always do at this point, weirdly, they recap not Rise, but the pay-per-view.
They did, yep.
Which I expected them to recap Rise, but they did the previous Rise. But
they kind of skipped Rise, didn't they?
They did. And so, yeah, the whole pay-per-view thing, and then we get into... We're kind of skipping around. Our second match of the night was a women's match between Riley Matthews, who I always want to be from Indianapolis.
Wow.
Somehow the checkerboard pattern on her ring gear makes me think of like racing, and then I want her to be from, you know, where the Indianapolis 500's from.
And she was fighting against one of my favorite female wrestlers on the roster. TT.
Yeah, two women we definitely need to get some time, get them in the studio and talk to them both. Riley's definitely kind of, she was one of those, like in the same way that I had trouble with you know, Orion and several of the other Rush Division category folks, Riley kind of fell into a trap where I had a hard time. She was one of the last ones for me to figure out who she specifically was.
I get her confused with Lady Bird.
Yeah, but not anymore. Not now that Lady Bird's doing the whole America's Sweethearts
thing. Oh, yeah. So, by the way, I have to tell our main host on this show, Jack Minos. Yes, I realized that they did not go away. They did disappear for about a week, and I thought, you know, I always think the worst, but... I was wrong, and I will admit it, Mr. Oaks, but, you know, your favorite wrestler is Stardust, so what the hell do you know? Anyway.
Yes, Jackman did call Victor out for having said in the previous episode that we thought American Sweethearts were maybe gone. Maybe they weren't going to continue that bit, but they did bring it up as we saw in the last episode.
And I have to say, I was glad to be wrong because those two girls put on a great performance, and they really work well together.
They really do, and it continues our theory. I think all of us kind of have that we're seeing a lot of tag team shaped groupings pop up in the women's division.
Yes,
even if they're even like they are an actual tag team with a name and a coordinated gimmick and everything, but. Even where that's not the case, we're seeing a lot of that happen.
Well, the Bad Girls will split off in twos several different ways. So, and that's coming anyway.
Bad Girls Red and Bad Girls Black, basically.
They're about to split in half anyway.
So, Riley Matthews surprisingly comes up with the win here. TT at one point attempts to get what is, in fact, my favorite finishing move in all of wrestling, her little hang 10 thing where she basically does half of a figure four leg lock and then stands on you and then grabs your arms and throws your face into the canvas.
That's right. That is cool looking.
Yeah, she'll stand there and kind of hang with your arms for a minute like she's surfing. It's pretty great.
Well, she is the Island Girl.
She is, in fact, Pride of the Pacific. But Riley Matthews manages to get the win here. A well-deserved, great match.
Hard-fought match. And Eater Girl deserved to win this match, so Riley pulled it off at the end there.
Yeah, with the off-the-top rope thing. Very nicely done. Very nicely done indeed. So then we get into the joke of this particular episode of Overdrive.
The joke?
The joke, yes, where we talk about kissing up or sucking up or so kissing the, butt or sucking up.
So the term that, I love you, Stevie J, but this is a little cringy. The term he used was sucking butt.
Which sounds like something a middle schooler in 1987 would have said. You suck butt.
Yeah, but he talks about sucking butt and he uses it to talk to...
which is sort of like a term for kissing up to somebody. It's apparently what he was going for.
But usually we call those brown nosing, kissing up, but sucking butt is a little gross. A
little visceral. Yeah. It paints a picture.
It does. But he does a pretty decent interview with a Cal Hero.
He does. He does just fine. Yeah. Cal entering his Johnny Cash phase, apparently.
Well, yeah, he's... You know, we're going toward this whole heel angle, I think, that we're building towards with Cal. He's dressed all in black with the slick back, kind of, you know, the mafia kind of hairstyle. So it looks good on him, really.
It really does.
It looks good on him. And he already has dark features with the beard and everything. So it really does kind of set him
up. Yeah, it worked. It's great. He's, you know, he was the... And even a black fanny pack. Look at that. I had not. That is a black leather fanny pack. He's such a rebel.
So the whole joke on this was that Stevie told Cal that Brian Kennison was talking behind his back or something.
Yeah,
like
and
that.
Accused him of sucking butt.
Yes. Yes.
Which is sort of the thing we've heard more than once here is that Cal Hero, not sucking butt. We've never heard that term. Thank you, Stevie J. But the idea that Cal is, you know, his dad is longtime friends with Al, and that's kind of how he wound up in this good spot.
Little nepotism.
Yeah. That is the notion that is being purported there. But Cal is certainly a hard worker. Cal has, he famously spent some time working the concession stand because he couldn't do anything else for a minute.
He did, so, but this all sets him up for everybody to turn on him now.
Yeah, but let's face it, no matter what they're setting up, he is a good worker. He's earned all the success that he's had. He's definitely taken more than his fair share of abuse.
As a Superior fan, I look forward to watching Tony take this belt off him.
We always forget how much of a Superior fan you are. You got the Superior shirt.
I did, and it says "Hush" right on it. It was great.
So we will let's get on. We're getting on. So let's get on to our third and our third bout of this particular this is the Overdrive. Oh yeah, okay. I was getting confused with a match that happened in the pre-show of the.
So this was the Golden Lions versus a very oddly matched up tag team between Big Beef and Star Rider.
I just love that Star Rider can just show up anywhere in any match at any time.
Well, he is from the beyond.
He is, yeah, and he's the star of the show. So
he is.
And it's interesting that they are doing such a good job with these Overdrives of putting the people who people want to see in these matches. Like last week, the main event was a Luke Curtis match.
Yes.
Everybody was excited for that. Now we got the Golden Lions here in the main event.
Well, let's not sell Star short. I think a lot of people want to see Star Rider, too.
I like Star Rider a lot.
Now, they did throw him around like a rag doll in this particular match, but he always puts on a solid performance. Yes. I really like to watch Star Rider go.
He is a good worker,
and,
to be
Big
sure.
Beef himself has been picking up some momentum lately. He's been putting on some good matches, and and they kind of throw him around, too. It's like they call him Big Beef, then you see him next to Cash Flow there, and you're like, oh, wow, Cash is
that's humongous. Medium Beef.
Yeah, Cash is a big boy.
Yeah. As a large, those of you who are on video will can see, I am Tiny Brian is ironic. I'm a large man, and Cash Flow towers over me and feels enormous next to me
up and body slam you about too much issue.
Pretty sure a lot of these guys could pick me up and hurt me pretty sufficiently.
I would like to see Star Rider try it.
I wouldn't because he'll put me on the ground. I might kill him in the process, but I think he could probably do it. But you know, as you might assume, the Golden Lions get the win here.
Of course,
pretty successfully. You know, both of these guys, I wouldn't quite go so far as to say Star Rider's a jobber at this point. He gets into it. But
I think the point of this match was just to build the strength of the Golden Lions.
Yeah.
You know, just to make them look more formidable.
Yeah, and we're going into, and the Golden Lions feature heavily in this in the actual episode of Rise that followed this,
yes.
Mostly on video. This being the before the episode where they basically chased Beaches and Cream all over the OVW universe.
Oh, this was the tune-up, huh?
Yeah, this was the tune-up for that.
Okay.
All right, but yeah, all in all, good show. Yeah. Pretty straightforward. No vault match this week. That was sort of disappointing, but that's okay.
I think we should talk about how at the end, Cal came out and realized that Brian had been talking behind his back, supposedly.
I know it was you, Fredo, moment.
Yeah, and he kind of shuns him, and Brian's like, and Stevie and Cal are like, well, we're going to go have lunch, and they just leave Brian standing there, and he's like, but it was pretty funny. That was pretty funny.
Brian's whole gimmick is basically Rodney Dangerfield, and it makes me sad.
What was Dangerfield?
I get no respect.
Oh, yeah, I get no respect.
Yeah, he just sort of, everybody kind of just gives him crap, and it...
It might be because, I'm not going to say that. That's mean. Well, you know, they all just kind of, they look over him until they look down.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
That might have something to do with it.
Yes, Victor has pointed out Mr. Kennison is indeed not as tall as other people.
No, he's vertically challenged, but that's okay. I'm not the tallest dude myself, so I don't...
Well, we love Brian Kennison around here.
We do.
So.
He is awesome.
All right. So, but that's pretty much it. You want to take us out?
Oh, you want me to close it?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't do a very good job at opening it, but I will try. So, in closing, the OVW podcast, the 10th Kearney Award-nominated unofficial podcast of Ohio Valley Wrestling, is produced by Blacklight Moon Productions at Nut House Studios in Lexington, Kentucky. The OVW podcast broadcast team is Jackman Oates and Brian Hines. Our studio engineer and editor is Malachi P.S. Woodard. Executive producer is this guy over here, Tiny Brian K. Woodard. And they tell me I'm the senior producer, which my name is Victor Anderson. After watching Wrestlers on Netflix, please visit ovwpodcast.com/podcasters to find all episodes of our unofficial Wrestlers after show. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcast, rate us 5 stars, and give us a review. You can follow us at OVW Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, X, TikTok, and wherever you get your social media.
Have a good day, folks.
Good day.